This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. If you're going to burglarize vehicles, maybe you should find trucks that aren't part of the massive emergency fire response to the Chetco Bar fire burning northeast of Brookings. Curry County Sheriff's deputies, with assistance from Oregon State Police and a local security guard, arrested 34-year-old Harbor resident Patrick Ryan on Sunday after he was identified as the suspect who broke into a Coos County Forest Protection truck and stole a fire radio and an iPad. Ryan was seen breaking into other cars in Curry County as well, and he was booked for 3 counts of burglary, criminal mischief, and theft. The stolen equipment was later recovered. Thunderstorms are in the forecast for Del Norte and Curry counties over the next few days, and air quality in the region is poor. Air quality alerts have been issued for areas around the Chetco Bar and the Miller Fire complexes, which are burning near the border. Evacuation orders for residents in the Illinois Valley and parts of Curry County have been issued, while no evacuation orders have been issued for Del Norte County residents. Schools have been closed in eastern Humboldt and Trinity counties, and road and trail closures are in effect as wildfires continue to impact the region. Students in the Klamath Trinity School District and for those 9 schools in Trinity County got the day off today due to wildfire activity and poor air quality. The North Coast Air Quality Management District reports that advisories have been issued to residents in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Siskiyou counties, with air quality ranging from unhealthy to very unhealthy. Clean air stations have been established throughout the county, and south winds forecasted for Thursday could help improve air quality conditions. Top priority to the east remains the Helena fire that has scorched more than 11,000 acres and destroyed or damaged more than 130 homes and outbuildings. Highway 299 remains closed except for periodic controlled traffic, and the smoke is also affecting visibility in fire areas. The Orleans, Salmon August, Miller, and Eclipse fire complexes have all contributed to the smoke, and thousands of personnel have been assigned to battle those blazes. Sheriff's deputies in Garberville responded to a report of a domestic violence incident at a motel on Redwood Drive Saturday afternoon. Deputies contacted 29-year-old Josh Markham and learned he had a warrant in his name for a parole violation. He was also arrested on suspicion of domestic violence as well as drug possession after he was found with nearly 2 grams of meth. Markham was booked into county jail. The city of Arcata has announced that as of August, 100% of the electricity used by the city for its facilities and operations comes from renewable sources. Arcata is part of the Redwood Coast Energy Authority's Repower Plus program, which allows customers like Arcata to use more local energy sources in an effort to develop a local renewable power infrastructure. The energy is not generated through the use of fossil fuels. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.